Umami I was given a ticket. This sentence uses the passive voice in French, which is formed with the past participle of the verb, mettre. Mettre. To put, and the auxiliary verb, avoir. Avoir. To have. On. Ou. Is an indefinite pronoun meaning, one, or, people, in this context. It is used to avoid naming the person who gave the ticket. Emma. Ma. Is the contraction of Mia. Ma. And is the third person singular form of the verb avoir. Avoir. Conjugated in the past tense. Miss. Me. Is the past participle of the verb mettre. Mettre. Une prune. Une prune. Literally means, a plum, but is a slang term for a ticket in French. The passive voice construction emphasizes the action, being given a ticket, rather than the person who gave it. The literal meaning of, a plum, for, a ticket, is a playful slang term, similar to, a ticket, for, a speeding fine, in English.
J'ai pris une contravention.
I got a ticket.
J'ai
is the first person singular of the
passé composé
of avoir, meaning, I have.
Pris
is the past participle of the verb
prendre,
which means, to take.
Une contravention
is a feminine noun that means, a ticket.
J'ai pris une contravention.
Literally means, I have taken a ticket, but in English we would say, I got a ticket.
On m'a mis une contravention.
I was given a ticket. This sentence uses the passive voice in French. The verb
mettre,
meaning, to put, is conjugated in the past participle.
Me.
And is followed by the preposition à, and the indirect object pronoun
me,
meaning, to me. The direct object of the verb is the noun
contravention,
meaning, ticket. This sentence means that someone gave me a ticket, but the person who gave it is not specified.
J'ai pris une contredanse.
I took a contradance. This sentence is in the
passé composé,
which is the most common way to express past actions in French. Here is a breakdown of the sentence.
J
is the contracted form of the subject pronoun.
Je,
I, and the verb
est,
have. This is common in the
passé composé.
Est is the present tense of the verb
avoir.
To have, which is the auxiliary verb used in the
passé composé.
For the first group verbs,
pris
is the past participle of the verb
prendre.
To take.
Une contredanse
is a noun meaning contredanse, a type of dance. The sentence can be literally translated as, I have taken a contradance, but it is more naturally translated as, I took a contradance.
On m'a mis une contredanse.
They put me in a contradance. Breakdown.
On
is the third person plural pronoun, meaning, they.
M
is a contraction of
me
and
a,
meaning, to me.
A
is the masculine singular definite article, meaning, the.
Me
is the past participle of the verb
mettre,
meaning, to put.
Une
is the feminine singular indefinite article, meaning a
contredanse,
is a noun meaning contredanse. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun.
M
is a direct object pronoun, which means it is the object of the verb.
Me.
Past participle.
Me
is a past participle, which means it is used to form the past tense of the verb.
Met.
Definite and indefinite articles.
A
and
un
are articles which are used to specify the noun.
A
is the masculine singular definite article, while
un
is the feminine singular indefinite article.
J'ai été licencié.
I have been fired. This sentence uses the past participle.
Licencié.
Of the verb.
Licencié.
To fire. The past participle is used in this case, because the sentence is in the passé composé, present perfect, tense. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
Is conjugated in the first person singular.
J'ai.
I have, and the past participle.
Licencié.
Agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Je.
I. The present perfect tense is used to describe an action that happened in the past, but has a connection to the present. In this case, the speaker is still experiencing the consequences of being fired.
J'ai eu de la chance.
I was lucky. This sentence uses the
passé composé,
which is the most common way to express past events in French.
J
is the contracted form of
je.
I and
a
have.
U
is the past participle of the verb
avoir.
To have.
De la chance
literally means of the luck, which translates to luck in English. The literal translation of this sentence is I have had luck. But it is more natural to translate it as, I was lucky.
Restez où vous êtes.
Stay where you are. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or orders.
Restez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay, in the second person plural, you all.
Où
is an interrogative adverb meaning where.
Vous
is the pronoun you in the plural form.
Et
is the present tense of the verb.
Et
to be conjugated in the second person plural. This sentence tells someone or a group of people to remain in their current location.
J'ai eu du bol.
I was lucky. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the contraction of
je.
I and
a
have. It indicates the first person singular present tense of the verb
avoir.
To have.
U.
This is the past participle of the verb
avoir.
To have, indicating a completed action in the past.
Du.
This is a contraction of
de le.
Of the. It is used to indicate possession, similar to some or any in English.
Bol.
This is a noun meaning luck or good fortune. Key concepts. Contractions. French frequently contracts words to create smoother pronunciation. Past participle. This form of the verb is used to indicate a completed action. possessive articles.
Du.
Acts like a possessive article, similar to some or any in English.
Je t'ai contrarié.
I was frustrated. This sentence uses the past participle, contrarié, of the verb, contraria, to frustrate, which is conjugated with the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have. This means that the sentence is in the passé composé, a past tense that expresses an action that is completed in the past. The past participle, contrarié, agrees in gender with the subject, j'ai, which is feminine. Here's a breakdown of the sentence.
J'ai,
subject pronoun, ai,
e,
have, present tense of the auxiliary verb, avoir, été,
été,
been, past participle of the verb, être, to be, contrarié,
contrarié,
frustrated, past participle of the verb, contrarié, to frustrate.
Je me suis fâché.
I got angry. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun
se
with the verb
fâché,
which means to get angry. This is a common way to express getting angry in French. It literally translates to, I got myself angry.
The
se pronoun is conjugated to match the subject pronoun
je,
and the verb is conjugated in the
passé composé
tense.
Passé composé
uses the auxiliary verb
avoir
and the past participle of the verb, which in this case is
fâché. Je me suis fâché.
I got angry. This sentence uses the reflexive verb
se fâcher,
which means to get angry. The reflexive pronoun
me
indicates that the subject, I, is the one who experienced the anger. The verb is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe an action that happened in the past and is now completed. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, and the past participle of the main verb, in this case,
fâché.
So, the full breakdown is
je,
colon, I, subject pronoun,
me,
colon, myself, reflexive pronoun,
suis,
colon, is, present tense of the auxiliary verb,
avoir,
to have,
fâché,
colon, angry, past participle of the verb
se fâcher. J'ai été contrarié.
I was annoyed. The sentence is in the
passé composé
tense, which is used to express an action that happened in the past and is now finished. Breakdown.
J'ai.
This is the contracted form of
je,
I, and
a,
have. It's used as the subject pronoun in the
passé composé
tense.
Été.
This is the past participle of the verb
être,
to be, which is used with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the
passé composé,
to form the passive voice.
Contrarié.
This is the past participle of the verb
contrarié,
to annoy. It's used as an adjective in this sentence to describe the state of being annoyed. Key concepts.
Passé composé.
This tense is used to express an action that happened in the past and is now finished. Passive voice. The passive voice is used when the object of the action is the focus of the sentence, rather than the subject. In this sentence, the object of the action is the speaker, me, and the focus is on the state of being annoyed.
Je cultive du riz.
I grow rice. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I.
Cultive
is the first person singular present tense form of the verb cultiver, meaning to cultivate or to grow.
Du
is the partitive article, some, and is used with uncountable nouns.
Ri
is the noun, rice. Key concepts. This sentence uses the present tense to describe a habitual action. The partitive article
du
is used because rice is an uncountable noun.
J'imagine que non.
I imagine that not.
J
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
imagine.
Imagine. Que that is a conjunction introducing the subordinate clause.
No.
Not is the negation of the clause. In this context, the phrase expresses a negative assumption. It is similar to saying, I guess not, or, I don't think so.
Je suppose que non.
I suppose not. Here is a breakdown of the sentence.
Je.
This is the pronoun, I, in the subject form. It is used because the sentence is about the speaker.
Suppose.
This is the verb, to suppose, in the first person singular present tense. It indicates that the speaker is making an assumption, or guess.
Que.
This is a conjunction meaning, that, and introduces a subordinate clause.
No.
This is the negation of, yes. It means, no. This sentence is a simple statement that expresses the speaker's opinion. The speaker is assuming that the answer to a question, or a statement is, no.
Je devais y aller.
I had to go there.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Devais
is the past imperfect of the verb, devoir, which means, to have to, or, to be obliged to. The past imperfect tense is used to describe actions, or states that were ongoing in the past.
E
is an adverb that means, there. It can replace a place that has already been mentioned.
Aller
is the infinitive of the verb, to go. Therefore, the entire sentence means, I had to go there.
Je déteste les insectes.
I hate insects. This sentence uses the
je
form of the verb
détester,
which means to hate.
Détester
is a regular verb in the first person singular present tense.
The
le is a definite article, which means
the
insect are the subject of the sentence, and they are plural. So the breakdown is
je,
I,
déteste,
hate,
les,
le,
insect,
insects.
Attendez.
Wait. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning it is a command, or request.
Attendez
is the second person plural form of the verb
attendre,
which means to wait.
Cache-toi.
This means hide yourself.
The verb
cache means hide, and is in the imperative form, meaning it's a command. The pronoun
toi
means yourself, and is the direct object of the verb. The sentence is a direct command telling someone to hide.
Je déteste les chiens.
I hate dogs. The sentence
je déteste
les
chiens is in the present tense and uses the verb détester, which means to hate. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Déteste is the first person singular form of the verb détester. Le is the definite article, the, in the masculine plural form. Chien is the masculine plural noun, dogs. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Déteste. Agrees in number, and person with the subject. Je. Definite article. The definite article. Le is used because the speaker is referring to a specific group of dogs. Noun, gender, and number. Chien is a masculine plural noun. Je hais les chiens. I hate dogs. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb haïr, meaning to hate. Je is the subject pronoun meaning I, and le is the definite article meaning the, in this case referring to the plural noun chien, which means dogs. Je déteste le golf. I hate golf. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb détester, which means to hate. The subject of the sentence is je, which means I, and the object is le golf, which means golf. The word le is the masculine definite article meaning the. Je déteste les souris. I hate mice. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Déteste. This is the verb, to hate, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular, I. Le. This is the definite article, the, in the plural. Souris. This is the noun, mice, plural, or, mouse, singular. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement, the verb. Déteste is conjugated to agree with the subject. Je. I. Definite articles. The definite article. Le is used to specify the noun, mice. Noun, gender. The noun. Souris is feminine. The definite article. Le agrees in gender with the noun. Notes. The word souris is actually both singular and plural in French. This is a common feature in French, where the singular and plural forms of some words are identical. Je déteste le lait. I hate milk. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb détester, which means to hate. The subject is je, which means I. The object of the verb is le lait, which means milk. The sentence follows the basic structure of subject-verb-object. Le is the masculine definite article, used before le to indicate that it is the specific milk that is being hated. Je déteste le sable. I hate sand. This sentence uses the verb détester, which means to hate. It is conjugated in the present tense, first person singular, meaning I hate. The object of the verb is le sable, which means sand. The definite article le is used because we are talking about sand in general. Je hais le sable. I hate sand. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Hais is the first person singular present tense form of the verb haïr. To hate. Le is the definite article, the sable is the noun, sand. Je déteste ça. I hate it. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Je means I and is the subject pronoun. Déteste is the verb, to hate, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular. Ça is a pronoun meaning that or it. The sentence is a direct statement expressing the speaker's strong dislike for something. Ne quittez pas. Don't leave. This sentence is a negative imperative, meaning it's a command telling someone not to do something. Ne is the negative particle, used before the verb to make it negative. Quitter is the second person plural form of the verb. Quitter. To leave. It's conjugated in the present tense, but in this context, it's used as an imperative, giving a command. Pas is the negative adverb, meaning not. It reinforces the negative command. Je déteste ça. I hate it. This sentence is simple and straightforward. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Déteste is the verb, to hate, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular. Ça is the pronoun, this or that. The sentence literally translates to, I hate this, but it is commonly used to express a strong dislike for something. Je déteste le travail. I hate work. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb détester, which means, to hate. The subject pronoun, je, means, I, and le travail means work. The sentence structure is a simple subject-verb-object construction, making it easy to understand. Je déteste Tom. I hated Tom. This sentence uses the parfait tense, which is used to describe ongoing actions or states in the past. Déteste is the parfait form of the verb détester, to hate. The subject of the sentence is je, I. J'ai $300. I have $300. This sentence uses the verb avoir, to have, in the first person singular present tense. J'ai 300 is a number, and dollar is the noun that 300 modifies. Note that the number 300 is invariable, it does not change form based on gender or number. J'ai un trouble de stress post-traumatique. I have post-traumatic stress disorder. Breakdown. J'ai. This is the contracted form of j'ai, which means, I have. This is the indefinite article meaning a trouble. This means disorder. De. This preposition means of stress. This means stress. Post-traumatic. This is an adjective that describes the type of stress, meaning post-traumatic. Key concepts. Contractions, in French, the pronoun je, I, often contracts with the verb avoir, to have, into j'ai. Indefinite articles, French uses indefinite articles like to indicate something is not specific. Prepositions like the, of, connect nouns and pronouns to other words in the sentence. Adjectives like post-traumatic, post-traumatic, describe nouns, in this case, stress.
J'ai du liquide.
I have some liquid. This sentence uses the verb avoir.
Avoir.
Which means to have. The subject pronoun, je.
Je.
Is contracted with the verb avoir.
Avoir.
To create, j'ai.
J'ai.
The word, du.
Du.
Is a partitive article, which is used to indicate an indefinite quantity of something. It is used with masculine singular nouns. The word, liquide.
Liquide.
Means, liquid. Therefore, the sentence is translated as, I have some liquid.
Je dispose de liquide.
I have cash. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Dispose.
This is the verb, to have, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular. This verb is often used in more formal situations.
De.
This is the preposition, of, indicating possession.
Liquide.
This is the noun, cash, referring to money in liquid form, like bills and coins. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb
dispose
is conjugated to agree with the subject pronoun.
Je.
I. Prepositions. The preposition de of is used to express possession. Noun.
Liquide.
Cash is the object of the preposition
de
and clarifies what the subject possesses.
J'ai des yeux.
I have eyes. This sentence is in the
présent.
Present tense and uses the
avoir.
To have, verb.
J'ai.
Is a contraction of
je.
I and
a
have, which is the first person singular conjugation of
avoir.
In the
présent
tense,
des
is the plural form of the definite article
de,
of, some, any, which is used here to indicate that the speaker has multiple eyes.
Yeux
is the plural form of the noun
œil.
I.
J'ai de la nourriture.
I have food. This sentence uses the
avoir.
To have, verb conjugation in the present tense.
J'ai.
Is the first person singular pronoun, and is a contraction of
je.
And
a.
A. Is the first person singular present tense conjugation of
avoir.
De la is the partitive article, meaning some. It is used with uncountable nouns.
Nourriture
is the noun for food.
Ne quitte pas.
Don't leave. Breakdown.
Ni.
Ne. Colon, this is the negative particle in French, used to negate verbs. Quit.
Quit.
Colon, this is the present tense form of the verb, quitter, meaning, to leave.
Pas.
Pas. Colon, this is the negative adverb, essential for forming the negative. Key concepts. Negative construction. French uses a, ni, pas, structure to negate verbs. Unlike English, which simply uses not. Present tense. Quit is the present tense form of quitter, indicating an action happening now.
Je dispose de nourriture.
I have food. This sentence uses the verb
disposer,
which means to have or to dispose of. It's followed by the preposition de, which means of, and the noun
nourriture,
which means food. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the pronoun
je,
which means I. In this context,
disposer
is used to express possession, similar to the English phrase I have.
J'ai des nouvelles.
I have news. This sentence uses the
avoir
verb, which means to have in English. The verb is conjugated in the present tense, first person singular.
Avoir
is an irregular verb, and this conjugation is the most common. The phrase
des nouvelles
means news and is used in a plural sense. So this phrase is talking about news in general, rather than a single specific news item.
J'ai du temps.
I have time.
J'ai
is the contracted form of
j'ai.
I have. This is a common contraction in French for the verb avoir, to have, when used with the pronoun j'ai. I.
Du
is a contraction of
de le.
It means some or any and is used with masculine nouns.
Temps
means time.
Je dispose de temps.
I have time. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
disposer,
which means to have at one's disposal, or to have available. It is conjugated in the first person singular, j'ai.
De
is a preposition that means of, and is used to indicate possession.
Temps
means time. The literal translation would be, I dispose of time, but in English, we would say, I have time.
J'ai du vin.
I have wine. The sentence is a simple statement using the
avoir
verb in the present tense.
J'ai
is the subject pronoun for I, which is a contraction of
je
and
ai.
Ai is the first person singular conjugation of the verb
avoir,
to have, in the present tense.
Du
is the partitive article for masculine singular nouns, used when referring to an indefinite quantity.
Vin
is the noun for wine. Key concepts. Partitive articles, used with indefinite quantities of nouns. Present tense conjugation. The verb avoir is conjugated to match the subject pronoun.
J'entends.
I understand. This sentence is quite simple, being comprised of a subject pronoun
j'ai,
I, and a verb
entends.
To hear, in the present tense, the pronoun
j'ai
is a contraction of
je,
I, and the of the verb.
J'ai entendu Tom.
I heard Tom. This sentence is in the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past.
J'ai
is the first person singular conjugation of the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the present tense, which is used in the
passé composé
tense.
Entendu
is the past participle of the verb
entendre.
To hear. Together.
J'ai entendu
translates to, I have heard, but is used as, I heard, in English. The object of the verb is,
Tom,
which is a proper noun, a name, and is the direct object of the verb, to hear.
J-E-T-E.
I hesitated. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are completed. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. The subject pronoun
j'ai
is the contraction of
je.
I. The verb
hésiter
is an irregular verb in the
passé composé,
meaning its past participle changes form from the infinitive. In this case, the past participle of
hésiter
is
hésiter. J'ai engagé Tom.
I hired Tom. The sentence, J'ai engagé Tom, translates to, I hired Tom. Let's break it down.
J'ai.
Colon, this is the contracted form of
je.
I, and
ai.
Have. It's a common contraction in French, making the sentence sound more natural.
Engagé.
Colon, this is the past participle of the verb
engagé.
To hire. Past participles are used to form compound tenses in French.
Tom.
Colon, this is the proper noun for the person being hired. In this sentence, the verb
engagé
is conjugated in the
passé composé,
past perfect tense. This tense is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb is contracted with the pronoun
je.
I, to form
j'ai.
Je le sais. I know it. This is a simple sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I, in French.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, it, masculine singular, size.
C'est
is the present tense form of the verb savoir, which means to know. The sentence is in the affirmative form.
Diable.
Hold on. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command.
Tiens
is the imperative form of the verb
tenir,
meaning to hold or to keep. In this context, it means hold on or hang in there.
Bon
is an adjective meaning good. Here it acts as an adverb, meaning well or firmly. So, the whole phrase translates to, hold on, firmly.
Je les connais.
I know them. This sentence uses the
je
pronoun, which is the subject pronoun for I. The verb is
connais,
which is the first person singular present tense of the verb
connaître,
meaning to know.
Les
is the object pronoun for them. The sentence is in the affirmative and has no other grammatical complexity.
Je sais ça.
I know that. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Sais.
This is the present tense conjugation of the verb savoir, which means to know.
Ça.
This is a pronoun that means that or it. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb
c'est
is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject. Je. Pronoun, ça. The pronoun, ça, is used here to refer to something that has already been mentioned, or is understood in the context.
Je le sais.
I know it. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Le.
This is the direct object pronoun, it. It is used here, because the object of the verb, no, is masculine, and singular.
C'est.
This is the first person singular present tense form of the verb.
Savoir.
To know. This sentence is in the affirmative form, meaning it expresses a positive statement. The structure of the sentence is simple. Subject plus verb plus object.
J'aime la bière.
I like beer. This sentence uses the verb
aimer,
which means to like in English. It is conjugated in the first person singular, present tense.
J'aime.
I like. The direct object of the verb is
la bière,
which means the beer.
La
is the feminine singular definite article, meaning the.
Bière
is the noun, beer.
J'aime le bleu.
I like blue. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. It uses the verb
aimer,
which means to like. J'aime is the first person singular present tense conjugation of
aimer.
It is formed by combining the subject pronoun
je,
I, with the verb
aimer.
Le is the definite article for masculine singular nouns. In this case, it refers to the color
bleu.
Blue. Blue is the masculine singular form of the adjective
bleu,
meaning blue. So, the sentence, j'aime le bleu, literally translates to, I like the blue.
J'apprécie le bleu.
I appreciate the blue. The sentence, j'apprécie le bleu, uses the verb
apprécier,
which means to appreciate in English. The subject pronoun
j
is a contraction of
je,
I, and
le
is the definite article meaning the.
The word
bleu is a masculine noun meaning blue. The sentence structure follows a subject-verb-object pattern.
J.
I.
Apprécie.
Appreciate.
Le bleu.
The blue.
J'aime les deux.
I like both. The sentence uses the
je,
I, form of the verb
aimer,
to like, in the present tense, conjugated as
j'aime.
This is a common example of the French verb conjugation system. The phrase
les deux
means both, and refers to two things previously mentioned.
Les deux me plaisent.
They both please me. Breakdown.
Les.
This is the plural definite article meaning the, in this context.
De.
This is the number, two.
Me.
This is the pronoun, me, in the object form.
Plaise.
This is the third person plural form of the verb, plaire, to please, conjugated in the present tense. Key concepts. Agreement. The verb.
Plaise.
Agrees in number with the subject.
De.
Which is plural. Object pronoun. The object pronoun.
Me.
Is used to indicate that the person being pleased is the speaker. Double pronoun. There are two pronouns in this sentence.
Le.
Functions as the subject pronoun and
me.
is the object pronoun.
J'aime les gâteaux.
I like cakes. This sentence is simple and uses the verb
aimer,
which means to like.
J
is a contraction of
je,
which means I.
Aim
is the first person singular conjugation of
aimer
to mean I like.
Le
is the plural definite article meaning the, and
gâteau
is the plural of
gâteau,
meaning cake. You are stating a preference for the plural noun cakes.
J'aime les chats.
I like cats. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the
je
form of the verb
aimer
to like, which is
j'aime les.
Is the plural definite article, in this case indicating that the speaker likes multiple cats.
Chat
is the plural form of
chat.
Cat.
Tenez-vous.
Hold on. This is a simple imperative phrase meaning hold on or hang in there.
Tenez
is the imperative form of the verb
tenir,
which means to hold.
The
a ending indicates that it is the plural imperative form, meaning it is addressed to more than one person.
Bon
is an adjective meaning good, but in this context, it acts as an adverb, meaning well or firmly. The phrase literally translates to hold well, but in English, we would use the more idiomatic hold on or hang in there.
J'aime les chats.
I like cats. This sentence uses the
je
form of the verb
aimer,
meaning to like, and is conjugated in the present tense.
J'aime
is the first person singular, meaning I like.
Les chats
means the cats.
Le
is the definite article and
chat
is the plural form of the noun
chat,
meaning cat.
J'aime les chiens.
I like dogs. Breakdown.
J
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
aim.
Like
aim
is the present tense form of the verb
aimer
to like.
Le
is the plural definite article for
chien,
dog.
Chien
is the plural form of
chien,
dog. Key concepts. Contractions. The contraction of
je
and
aim
is a common feature of spoken French. Verb conjugation. The verb
aimer
is conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject pronoun
je.
Definite articles. The definite article
le
is used to indicate that the dogs being referred to are specific and known. Pluralization. The noun
chien
is pluralized by adding an s.
J'apprécie le jazz.
I appreciate jazz music. This sentence is in the
présent.
Present tense, using the
je,
I form of the verb
apprécier
to appreciate.
Le
is the definite article, meaning the, in this case, and refers to
jazz.
Jazz, as a musical genre.
J'aime les maths.
I like math. This sentence uses the
j
contraction, which combines the pronoun
je
I, with the verb. Aimé. To like. Aimé. Is in the present tense, and conjugated in the first person singular to reflect the subject. Je.
I.
The noun.
Les maths.
Math is plural, and used with the definite article.
Les.
The, because it refers to a general category of subject.
J'aime le lait.
I like milk. This sentence is simple and straightforward.
J
is a contraction of
je,
I, and
a,
have, which is used in the present tense for the verb
aimé,
to like.
M
is the conjugated form of
aimé,
to like, in the present tense, first person singular, I.
Le
is the definite article, the, for masculine singular nouns.
Le
is the noun for milk, masculine singular.
J'aime le riz.
I like rice. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. J'aime is the first person singular conjugation of the verb
aimé.
To like, le is the masculine definite article, meaning, the, riz is the noun.
I.
Rice, which is masculine.
J'aime le rock.
I like rock music. This sentence uses the
je,
I, form of the verb
aimé.
To like, in the present tense, conjugated as
j'aime.
This conjugation is a common irregularity of the
a
verb ending.
Le
is the masculine singular definite article meaning the, and modifies
rock,
which is a masculine noun meaning rock. The word order is typical for a basic French sentence. Subject, verb, object.
J'aime cela.
I like that. This sentence uses the verb
aimer,
which means to like. It is conjugated in the first person singular present tense, which is
j'aime.
The pronoun
je,
which means I, is contracted with the verb to form
j'y.
The word
cela
means that, and functions as the direct object of the verb. This sentence is very basic, and expresses a simple preference.
J'apprécie cela.
I appreciate that. The sentence, j'apprécie cela, is a simple sentence in the present tense.
J
is the contracted form of
je,
I, and
a,
have. It is used before a verb starting with a vowel sound.
Apprécie
is the first person singular form of the verb
apprécier,
to appreciate.
Cela
is a pronoun meaning that or this. It is used to refer to something that has been previously mentioned or understood. The sentence structure is subject verb object. The subject is
je,
I, the verb is
apprécie,
appreciate, and the object is
cela,
that.
Ça me plaît.
This pleases me. Breakdown.
Ça.
Ça is a contraction of
cela,
meaning that or it.
Me.
Me is the pronoun me in the indirect object form, indicating that the speaker is the recipient of the action.
Plate.
Play is the third person singular form of the verb
plaire,
meaning to please. It is in the present tense and conjugated to agree with the third person singular pronoun it. Key concepts. Contractions. Ça is a common contraction in French. Indirect object pronouns. The use of the indirect object pronoun.
Me
indicates that the speaker is the recipient of the action of being pleased. Verb conjugation. The verb
plaire
is conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject pronoun.
It comme c'est.
How sad it is. This sentence expresses a feeling of sadness.
Comme
is a conjunction that can be translated as how or as, depending on the context. Here, it indicates the extent of the sadness.
C'est
is a contraction of
c'est,
meaning it is.
Triste
is an adjective meaning sad. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence that expresses a feeling. It uses the present tense to describe the current state of sadness.
Je les apprécie.
I appreciate them. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Les.
This is the direct object pronoun, them. It refers to a group of people, or things previously mentioned.
Apprécie.
This is the verb, to appreciate, in the first person singular present tense. It describes the action of appreciating someone, or something. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. The direct object pronoun, les, replaces the noun that is the direct object of the verb, apprécie. It indicates that the action of appreciating is directed at the people, or things referred to by, les. Present tense. The verb, apprécie, is in the present tense, which indicates that the action of appreciating is happening now. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, apprécie, agrees with the subject pronoun, je, in number, and person, first person singular.